This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you want to be part of the conversation. You want to get involved. You want to be in the conversation. Right? You want to add to it. Don't just be spewing the party line. I hate that. I hate when anybody does it, actually. It makes me crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of. So some of you let me know that you're having a hard time getting in. The 800 number, they ported the 800 number over to another service, and now we're all just sitting around picking our noses. You know what I'm saying? Don't know what to tell you. All right, well, if you're trying to call in tonight, 877-805-4048. That's an alternate number, 877-807-4048. All right, let's get to it. I mean, the amount of garbage that we can go through tonight, the amount of the stories that I can get to tonight, we could take 5 hours. Timmy would kill me. We get 5 hours. Listen, go back and get the... Go back and get the last hour if you can. You know, get it on the podcast later on. We had a lively exchange in the last segment. And it was interesting to hear somebody to a big degree. He had some good points. And actually the Republicans, I mean, excuse my French, but we really suck at getting the message out. We really suck at getting out what we stand for. We don't seem to know how to do that. But go listen to the person, Dave from Texas, who called in. And he was talking about how you're homophobic, or just shy of a hater, if you don't agree with gay marriage. If you don't agree, you know, open your arms, pull. I don't agree with everybody's lifestyles, choices, where they want to live, how they want to dress, the music they want to listen to. Does that mean I hate all those people? I agree with a lot of stuff my kids did when they were younger. Does that mean I hate them too? I mean, help me get out of all this hate. You know, and the left is always screaming about how love trumps hate. And yet they're the biggest haters on the planet. Right? Think about it. They are when it comes to Donald Trump, they are so consumed with hate, they can't say, do, or anything nice about the guy. Nice. Juan Williams today went off, well, he's gone off a couple times, but he got off about how bad the American people are really doing it. It's going to come out in the election, and, you know, people still have stagnant wages, and the breaks are going, the tax breaks are going, now bullpuckies. You know, when they talk about the rich people getting richer or the, you know, that's all a fallacy, too. I'll do a show on that later on, maybe this week or next, about how the rich people are not getting richer while the poor people are getting poorer. That's not true. In most cases, Rich people don't get rich by printing money in the other room. Rich people get rich because they make investments. They make investments in businesses. And do you know what businesses do? They hire people because businesses make a product that they have to sell. An investor sees it as a really cool product that a business is selling. They want to make money off that company or that product, so they invest in that. Well, as a product is required, I mean, I'm giving you some basic 101 economics here, but some of you have forgotten. So I have to hire more people to make widget A because it's selling like hotcakes. Right, what's that? What's that? That guy I like to make fun of with the spray. Flex Seal, that's it. The Flex Seal. If you followed that company, they were nothing like the pillow guy. Nothing. And he comes out with a Flex spray, and he does it himself, and it's just one color. Now what do you got? You got Flex spray, Flex tape. I'm sure they have Flex gum. I mean, they're gonna have all kinds, and there's all kinds of products going on. Same thing with the My Pillow guy. You know, I mean, here's a guy that was a coke addict. And what now? Is he supposed to give his money back to the community, to the people working for him? Now, one of those people, that company, put their house on their line, didn't take paychecks. So as he got richer, as his company grew, as investors got money back, guess what happened? He hired more people. He got 300 or 400+ people. David Beagle, we have him on the show. What do you think? You think he started with 3,000 employees? There were, you know, when Tammy and I had our business, we didn't have employees. We had families that worked for us. We weren't just cutting a paycheck for the guy that worked for us. He was feeding his family. We were responsible for like 18 families at one time. Some might have been a family of one. Some might have been a family of three or five or whatever. But most business owners think that way. They're not all in it for themselves. Because we know that, look, a good business owner knows that if his employees aren't happy, if they're not doing well, then the product isn't going to be good, and your company's not going to do well. So back to, as the rich get more money, they usually invest it back in the business, which means jobs, which means more money coming in. And again, as I always say, I'm not disparaging the cashier at Walmart, but how many jobs has the cashier at Walmart got for other people? Other than when they drop something and somebody has to come over and clean it up. I guess that's a job in and of itself. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. New Gallup poll shows the majority of Americans, well, they rate their financial situation as being pretty darn good. Talk about that in a way when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm...
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? I want you part of the conversation. I want you involved. I want you engaged. You know, I've been, what's the proper terminology here? I've been railing. Do you guys remember the term, love Trump's hate? Do you remember that?
Sure.
Right? I mean, everybody should remember it. And it was a big deal. It was like, you know, they're having these kumbaya moments in squares all over the country. And I always got the biggest kick out of it. Because here they are smashing windows, throwing eggs at Trump people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, actually being violent when it comes to people on the right who weren't being violent to them, weren't doing anything to them, actually. And then all of a sudden, they're screaming that we're the violent ones. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, there's a group, what do you call it, a collage of the left going out of its mind. Because all this shooting, all this violence is all Trump's fault. Now, bear in mind that the left is constantly calling out for violence on Trump, on Trump's cabinet, right? Was it Maxine, Crazy Water Maxine? That wanted you to bother them in restaurants, everywhere, any place you found anybody who worked for Trump, supported Trump, whatever, you were supposed to bother them. Remember that? I do. Take a listen. Maybe.
No, come on. We are so past dog whistles now, Donald. You are just inciting violence,
and we don't know.
Right, because Omar and AOC and Waters never did.
So if it has any connection to the politics that's going on, but I mean it would be a stretch to say that it doesn't.
He really has become a symbol of division.
What happened at the Tree of Life, and then you couple that with the president's language, it's a big problem.
For this.
And yet these are the spawn of the same people that wouldn't simply pass a resolution that said that they disavowed Omar's words. They didn't agree with them. They found it to be hate speech, anti-Semitism. Not a word. Wouldn't do it. Right? Or am I the only one?
For the sake of your country, for the sake of Jews that keep getting gunned down, and for the sake of others who are put in danger by your words.
And remember, Donald Trump just over the last couple of days have been defending what he said in Charlottesville. And it echoed, called back into our memory, right? Something that just happened not too long ago. What happened in Pittsburgh? Donald Trump.
And it happens in part because there's a climate set at the top of unbelievable, constant lies and hostility and division in this country, not only as policy, but has with his affect.
You are unfit to be president of the United States, but you can do something about that. You can call out white nationalism.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists.
Yeah, I think the president needs to at some point look in the mirror and understand that the rhetoric, the words he uses in all of this inflame this big part.
So, coming against the KKK, right? Coming against white nationalism, I mean, the way they call it out. He's done everything they've asked him to do. And this is, they're never satisfied. That's what happens with hate. That's why I said to you, Trump loves hate is a farce. It's not real. They don't really mean it. They don't really want peace. They really don't want to get along with us. I don't find that for a second. Listen to them. He says it, they don't believe it. Although everything that rolled off the lips of Obama, everything that rolled off the lips of Hillary Clinton, everything that rolled off the lips of Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Billy Bob Clinton, those were gospel truth. They swore by those things, right? It's just amazing to me, the double truth. Matter of fact, it's not even a standard. It's a dictatorial thing. This is the way it is, end of discussion. He's a bad man, we hate him. You know, think about the shallowness of these people that held Donald Trump in high esteem. The black community, the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharpers, they loved this guy. He was God's gift to the black community because he was cutting checks. Pretty shallow, isn't it? And the minute he decides he wants to run for president, he's scum. Pretty shallow. Now, any way you cut it, I want you to think about this. So let's say they always hated him, but they wanted his money. That's pretty scummy, don't you think? That's pretty shallow. Right? People that can't be trusted, they're going to change depending on the situation and what they want. And let's say they always loved him. They always thought he was wonderful. He was a great guy. Now he runs for president, and the Pelosi's of the world are going, oh, no, 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 no. You can't support him anymore. You have to stop this stuff. That's pretty scummy, too, don't you think? Again, double-faced, double-tongued, can't trust, right? I find it just interesting. Obama did nothing for the black community, did nothing for the gay and lesbian community. He didn't say a word about same-sex marriage. And he sent his foot soldier, who's now running for president, Joe Biden, out to test the waters. To do the first. Don't you remember that when Joe Biden came out and did that speech about same-sex marriage? And you know, and again, for the whether people want to hear it or not, they were gaining traction. Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out. This is never talked about because, you know, it wouldn't be good. Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out. She said, one of the worst decisions, one of the worst, that the Supreme Court ever made was the decision on Roe versus Wade. Now, this is a woman that they hold in high esteem, right? They love her. They think she's wonderful. I mean, people are willing to give up kidneys and lungs to keep her alive. That's how wonderful she is. She said the worst decision they ever made was Roe versus Wade because it was gaining traction in the states and that this would be a fight forever because people do not like to have these things shoved down their throats. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Two people in the hospital have life-threatening injuries. In Venezuela, health officials say at least 69 people were injured in Caracas during clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The violence erupted after opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising against the government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CNN Russia talked President Nicolas Maduro out of leaving the country for Cuba.
Talking to folks in the military, we're talking to opposition leaders, many conversations that have given us every indication that the fact that Maduro's plane was parked on the tarmac and he was preparing himself to depart is a fact.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Some of you see me hard at work during the break. I think we got the toll-free number working, 877-REAL-JOE. I'm sorry, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, you know? I mean, seriously, be part of the conversation. All right. This love Trump's hate. It goes to what I've always said. I mean, the Democrats have a whole different dictionary they work from than we do. Because remember, they were screaming this mantra the whole time they were smashing windows and jumping all over police cars and throwing eggs and other things at pro-Trump people. Right? Anyway, I, it's confusing because we're told about how mean, how nasty, how terrible we are. And yet we're not the ones doing this stuff. So, you know, recently with the shootings at the synagogue, they blamed it all on Trump. Notice how they totally ignore the stuff that AOC says. Right? What Omar said. You know, or her anti-Semitism rants. Maxine Waters about, you know, really just confronting all of Trump's people every place you go, every place you see them. I mean, you're on and on and on, and you think about this stuff, you say, come on, you can't be serious. So it shows you that if we allow the left to win the media game, they really are the enemy of the people. See, they keep coming back on the First Amendment and how the First Amendment, you know, Trump tramples all over it. Really, they need to take a hard look at the other guy that was in office. But how Trump tramples all over, how he demonizes the press. I mean, these guys are really incredible. It's like, so why demonize Hitler? He was simply trying to purify the race. What's the big whoop? See, when you guys in the media, when you put out false information or partially true things, the same stuff that you call out the right for, you are always on people like me saying that we don't tell the whole truth, we don't give you all the pieces of the facts. You do it all the time. And you've been caught at it big time. You've been caught at altering audio, altering video. So if your goal as the so-called trusted media, the press as it was called back in the day, is so that you inform the people as to what's going on so they can check their government, and you're in the pocket of the government, you are the enemy of the people. There's no way around that. If you're in the listen, during Hillary's campaign, you read it, you saw it, and mainstream media ducked it, which was, well, they had to. They were probably told to. Don't you remember? They're press people. I mean, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, they were all running stories past the Hillary campaign before they published them. All of them. We saw it in the emails. We saw it in the memos that they got their hands on. That was okay. You guys didn't make a big deal of that. That was all right. You don't think that's an enemy of the people? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. All right, let's get back to it. I mean, again, this is mainstream media losing their minds over Trump's comments that led to the shooting at the synagogues. I'm still trying to figure this out. This is why I'm thinking, wait a minute, how is this even rolling off my lips?
Part of what's going on in America, give permission to the most craziest people in America.
Who not only will not acknowledge that we have an epidemic of white nationalist terror after New Zealand said just a few people, he's providing the mood music for...
You know, and not a word about Omar saying something happened to some people on 9/11, right? I mean, this is serious.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence.
The conspiracy.
Right? I mean, seriously. And there he is on national news. Now, notice the only one carrying his speech was Fox, which is probably why, see, CNN won't listen to him at all. They have their little minions running around grabbing little sound bites that they can't stand, these little teeny boppers, as they called them in my day, running around just grabbing sound bites that they hate because they hate them already. You know, when you hate somebody already, you can't find anything nice in what they say, and you're actually looking for something negative. So they're grabbing all these little sound bites, so nobody at CNN really hears the whole speech. So they can't possibly know he said this stuff.
Conspiracy theories cited by these neo-Nazis in Pittsburgh and New Zealand and now outside San Diego. Conspiracy theory that Trump never condemned and actually seemed to support.
How many times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK.
President Trump, let me help you. Don't do it anymore. They don't care. They don't like you. They don't like you. They just hate you. And it won't matter what you say. It wouldn't matter what you did. It wouldn't matter if you wired money in everybody's account from your own personal account to everybody in the country, they would still find a reason to hate you. Because somebody in one area got 30 cents more than somebody in another area. That'd be enough to hang you or impeach you or something, whatever. So don't bother. There's the scripture of the Bible about throwing pearls to pigs, and you seem to do that on a regular basis. You just need to stop and let them hang themselves.
Bucks land. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them. I put it on Twitter last week.
You can call out political violence. You can tell people to hold back.
This is Morning Joe. This is the guy that was sleeping with his co-host, right? I mean, cheating on his wife. I mean, these saints, right, are out there throwing lies. They're not even truth. This is like spewing lies towards the president. another MSNBC host. Go figure.
You can pull yourself back. You can restrain before there is more bloodshed. Because, let me tell you, the synagogue shootings are not going to stop.
No, especially when you have people like Omar out there. Especially when you have the Democrats as a whole that refuse to reject anti-Semitism. They refuse to call out. They refuse to call out their own with it. And there's plenty of it in the party. So, you know, it is that thing where they think if they say it enough, somebody will believe it.
The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Now, let me ask you a question. So President Trump moved the embassy, the U.S. embassy, to Jerusalem, the actual capital of Israel, right, to Jerusalem. Now, if he was an anti-Semite, wouldn't he have just said, the Jews, what the heck? Just leave it there. I don't need aggravate. They're not worth anything anyhow. But that's exactly what every president before him did and said. Every president before him wouldn't recognize Jerusalem as a capital except in his speech. Said and stated that the embassy needed to be moved to the capital of Israel, which was Jerusalem, and never did it. So either they lied, they didn't believe it, they didn't think the Jews were worth it. Right? Come on, think it through. But according to Pelosi, that's the party that does the work of God. We do the work of the devil.
There must be no tolerance for anti-Semitism.
I'm a white supremacist, by the way.
I don't like any group of hate. Hate groups are not for me.
Only recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, it will move the embassy out of Tel Aviv.
I've been getting hate mail. People who have said vile and mean and nasty things.
Now here's rabbis that are thanking Trump for actually moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and B, for protecting them. I want you to think about that. Rabbis are thanking Trump for protecting them. Every Jew in a position of authority in Israel talked about how much the Obama administration failed them in so many ways. Trump is in your house. We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. Yep, I'm not giving up.
We'll be back in a minute.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just getting involved. You need to get involved. You need to be involved. It really is that simple for me. All right. I got, you know, in next hour, college campus crazies. We are going to do a boatload of stories that will make you fume. And I said to make you fume because you're going to see where your money's being flushed, how much money you're wasting at some of these colleges, okay? And not even that, even if your kids don't go to college, even if your kids never go to college, some of your tax dollars are going to keeping these waxoid colleges open. There is something wrong with these people. And yes, I mean these people. All right. Get back to my love Trump's hate. It's been my love Trump's hate hour. Because that's what the left always used. They had this mantra that love Trump. Hey, they had all these signs, love Trump's hate. We're not into violence. And President Trump reads. I mean, it really, talk about backwards. Anybody know what Sadie Hawkins Day was? Right? It was backwards day, basically. And everything that was done a certain way all year long for 364 days, on that one day, everything was done the other way. And it seems like when it comes to this, the Democrats have been stuck on Sadie Hawkins Day for the last 50 years. And I say that because I want you to think about something. They're blaming Trump for what happened at the synagogue. When Trump hasn't uttered an anti-Semitic word out of his mouth, well, in decades that I know of, you know, they catch him talking about everything else. But yet, when you look at what the left has done with the Jews, anti-Semitism runs deep in their veins. I mean, to the point where they won't even call it out when somebody else is doing it. And the best that Mrs. Pelosi could do, when it came to Omar, was to say, she didn't understand the depth of what she was saying. Well, then shut your mouth. How did you become a congresswoman if you don't understand the depth of the words that come out of your mouth? Or is it that her constituency, to see that one of two things are going on right now? And I don't, look at it, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that her constituency is all Muslim. I don't know that. I don't know what they are. But here's what I will tell you. If she is openly anti-Semitic, if this is the way she's been talking for years, then she is a representative of the people that voted for her. Maybe that district is filled with anti-Semites, and that should scare you. Or, giving them the benefit of the doubt, they're like the average voter. They have no clue who they voted for. She sounded good when she was sending out her sound bites and other things and how she would fight for them and how she was an immigrant and blah, 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 blah. And that's what they believe her to be. Now, I understand that AOC's numbers have fallen tremendously into the mid to low 20s as far as popularity goes. She is making a jackwagon out of herself. She is making the people of her district look really bad. I'm hoping the same thing happens or works through with Omar. Look, it doesn't matter. Vote another Democrat in. I don't care. I really don't care. Vote the hater out. Vote these nut jobs out. They're going to set us back decades. What you guys don't realize is the damage that they do in one or two, when they go around once or twice in their election cycle. The damage that they do, it will take decades to reverse. Because once you put something into place, especially once you give people money, once you get these entitlement programs, it is impossible to turn them off. No matter how bad it is, no matter what it's doing. But we've had several reports recently that as early as 2030 or 2031, for all intents and purposes, Social Security, and this isn't coming from the right, this is coming from independent sources. Social Security is going to be broke. Nothing. Niente. No money left. All right, back to love Trump's hate. And before we went to break, I was talking about a couple of rabbis that actually got hate emails because they thanked Trump for keeping them safe. They thank Trump for moving the embassy. Take a listen. Anytime you're ready. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
Hate mail. People who have said vile and mean and nasty things about me and that I shouldn't have met with the president.
This president, our God's brother should take good care of him.
Amen.
And give him help. And given the wisdom to continue to lead.
Oh my God. He said he should give them help and wisdom. We won't want that now, do we? We wouldn't want the president to succeed. Remember when they alluded to the fact that we on the right didn't want Obama to succeed? How unpatriotic we were? It was terrible for us not to want the president to do well so the country would do well. Yet, when they do it, it's fine.
Overcome Sonei Hador who politicize anything and everything that's holy with the Jewish people, that's good for the Jewish people, that nurtures the Jewish people, that uplifts the Jewish people.
The Gemati of Donald Trump is Gemati Mashiach ben David. He turns a nation, basically that's going awry, I mean it's collapsing with the evil and the immorality, he turns it around. That's the Messiah.
Now, I love this though, because the left, not all of them, right, but majority of these political lefts don't even know what Messiah means. They make fun of God-fearing people or God-loving people, Christians especially. The Christians are all about the Messiah. For the Christians, Jesus is the Messiah. Right? And they even joked at one point, some of you remember, because a lot of us got upset, that Obama was the Messiah. He was their Messiah. He came to save the country, to save the Democrats, to save the Americans. He made us the laughing stock on the planet. And yet, the Jew comes out to use the true meaning of the word Messiah, right? Somebody who came to save, came to fix, and they jumped all over him. Again, not even knowing what the word means.
You have to fight hate with love and compassion and understanding. And that's been my consistent message, and that's why I met with the president to share that same message.
So the guy meets with the president, the rabbi, to share a message of love, to try to understand, or try to have the president, I guess, understand. And he got all kinds of nasty emails for it. So think about what their solution is. Their solution is not to discuss, not to go talk it out. They want to show up and dictate, like Nancy Pelosi said, you will not. She walked into negotiations and basically said, you'll not be getting any money for your wall, period. End of discussion. Isn't that nice? Was that nice of her to play? That's a dictatorship. That's fascism for all intents and purposes. And that rabbi did exactly what you're supposed to do. You have to get in front of your enemy. You have to get in front of those people you don't like and talk with them. They have to see that you're human. They have to see what you're truly all about. Kind of hard to hate somebody, really hate somebody, when you're sitting across from them. When you're looking into their eyes and you're watching their body language, it's a whole different animal. And we don't do that. Now it's us against them. Doesn't matter what side you're on. For the most part, it's us against them. That's how the Dems see it. That's how we see it. One of the major differences is when the Dems think about this political situation, right? When we don't agree with the Democrats, we just think they're wrong. We think they're bad, and they're wrong, and they go down the wrong track, and their mind is twisted. But when the Republicans think about what we do, it's one word, evil. They just believe that we're evil. End of discussion. You heard it in an earlier segment of the show. Where a person basically said, if I didn't agree with him, I was phobic or a hater. Which I always found really, like I said to you, if you listen to the show for any period of time, I always say the same thing. Phobic? Really? I'm afraid of a gay person? I mean, that's really what, right? Homophobia is when you're afraid. You have a fear of gay people. Not a, the funny thing about it is, it's not even of being gay. Right? Well, what would I be afraid of with a gay person? Nothing. Absolutely no more than I'd be afraid of a black person or a Hispanic person or another Italian guy or a fat guy or a short guy or a tall guy. Right? I mean, well, if I saw a guy with two heads, I'd be afraid because that'd be a problem, wouldn't it? I mean, think about it. The way they put this stuff out there, it makes absolutely no sense. Hey, hang out next hour. We are really going to do some college campus crazies. Where your money is being flushed down the toilet, tax or otherwise, for an education that just isn't worth it today. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the real side. God bless.